It was a dark, stormy night. The lightning flashed. Rain poured down in sheets over the car. I looked out the windows as the storm whipped the trees back and forth. It was the night before Valentine's Day. My father and I were driving home from church. We were trying to get home before my mom and my brother got home, so we could sneak into the house and put some flowers in the vase. My dad asked me what color roses my mom would like. I said that we should get red ones. Red ones are the traditional style rose for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is when people who like each other, they give flowers to each other, or they give cards or something to show that they like each other. So my dad wanted to get flowers for my mom because he wanted to show that he loved her. So we decided that we would go to Walmart to pick some flowers up. We walked into the Walmart and a bright blaze of beautiful colors met our eyes. Vases and containers filled with flowers of every type were lying in front of the doors. The bright colors dazzled our eyes. My dad began to walk up and down the roads looking for just the right bunch of roses. They couldn't be too old, but they couldn't be too ugly either. We looked and we looked. Finally, we found the perfect bunch. It had red roses, white roses, and pink roses. It was also the most expensive bunch of them all. I asked my dad if it wasn't too expensive. My dad told me that since they were for my mom, that they would never be too expensive. When Jesus died for us on the cross, he loved us so much that no price was too high, not even his own life. So we drove home. When we got home, we found that my mom was already home, so we couldn't sneak in. So my dad and I came up with a plan. I would distract my mom inside her room, and while I was talking to her, my dad would sneak the flowers in from the car. So I walked in the door, and my mom asked us what took us so long. We said we went to the store to get some stuff. Then I went to my mom's room and called her to come to where I was and start talking to her. When I started talking to her, my dad got the flowers out and put them in the vase. After that, I finished talking with my mom, and she walked back into the living room. When she turned to talk to my dad, she saw the flowers, and she was so surprised. She tried to get me to tell her how much they cost, but I wouldn't tell her. Later, she arranged all the roses in a vase and put them in the table. So that was how my dad showed how much he loved my mom, and my mom showed how much she loved my dad by putting the flowers in the vase.